Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning some profit opportunities that we might be able to discover on many of our Kansas dairy farms. As we think about what we actually get paid for, one of the things we need to think about is how are our milk components, and in particular, how are we doing on milk protein percent and the number of pounds of protein that we ship off the dairy farm every day. As the value of milk protein increases, it becomes increasingly important for us to focus on how we can feed our cows to achieve higher levels of protein yield in our dairy herd. This could be a combination of increasing protein content or percent of the milk, as well as the overall yield of milk on our dairy farm. It's also important that we work with our nutritionists to consider how starch availability and corn silage, as well as fiber digestibility, NDF digestibility, is impacted by harvest maturity and plant genetics that we can choose from. Finally, one of the key things that we need to consider in terms of profitability is how our transition cow is doing. Many of our farms lose out on a lot of milk during the lactation because animals did not transition into lactation very well. Anything from nutrition all the way to facilities and dry cow management. But whatever the case may be, if we're having trouble with transitioning animals, that means probably there's going to be a lower level of lactational milk yield, and also more likely going to be some issues with animals conceiving when they should for the next lactation. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.